Hi everybody! Welcome to my new podcast channel, Mission Outlook. It's gonna be a space to think about what's happening in the world with a new perspective, the missionary outlook. Before starting, I want to introduce myself. This is Pietro Rossini, I'm Italian, and I'm a Saverio missionary. The Saverio missionaries are a big family worldwide. We are present in more than 25 different countries, and our mission is to make the world a single family. We are Christian, Catholic, but our job is to work with who is not Christian. And the way we use to live our mission is the dialogue of the life. Now let's go to our day topic, coronavirus, a new outlook. In these days, all the world is closed in their own houses. Our lives changed after the breakout of the COVID-19 pandemic. Our lives changing rapidly. We are working and studying from home. We can't go to the restaurants, pubs, movie theaters because they are closed. Doctors and nurses are doing a very hard work. The hospital and medical systems are overwhelmed. We are at the beginning of a new era. Nothing will be the same in the future. The social distancing will be the new normality. However, all this situation we are living could help us to understand what is really worthy in our lives. For a long time, our world ran towards success and money, but this model, it doesn't work anymore. The reaction in front of the coronavirus were very different in the world. Italy, for instance, had closed everything, and the government ordered everybody to stay home. In the United States, the response came late, and we are still talking about social distancing. Only New York City is in a mandatory lockdown like Italy. We thought that in Africa or Latin America, the virus will never come. But now, Brazil has a lot of cases too, and all Latin American is under lockdown. Some countries because of the governments, like Chile and Colombia. Other countries because of people, like Brazil. And in Africa, it's the same situation. Congo, Republic Democratic of Congo, closed everything. And they have also few cases. The world is changing. We are changing. How we are spending this time? What are we doing? Sometimes we can be frustrated because we don't know what to do, how to cope this situation. But there is something that we can do. And we find the answer in the Bible. We can read the first letter of Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. It's strange how we can rejoice always. In this situation of pandemic and distress, you talk about joy? If this is difficult to do, we can give thanks for all the gifts we receive every day. Every day there is something to give thanks. Mostly the gift of our life. If we learn to find reasons to give thanks, we live in the true joy all the time. This will be our prayer. And my friends, it doesn't matter if you are Christian or Muslim or Jew or Buddhist or whatever. Give thanks and everything will be alright.